That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Well, Coach Edwards sent his weakened football team into its game with Odin last Friday with quite a bit of stake. Some of Pine Ridge's businessmen agreed to get behind the team and buy some new equipment, provided they won the game. Otherwise, Lum and the boys would lose their backing. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, has it ever occurred to you that many times you are a proving ground for right eating? And that's why, purely by accident, often you find yourself eating the wrong combinations of foods. Now, unfortunately, wrong combinations sometimes lead to a disagreeable touch of acid indigestion. And that's where Alka-Seltzer comes in. You see, Alka-Seltzer can give the kind of prompt, gentle relief which is hard to beat. It can help settle that upset, jittery feeling in your stomach by reducing excess gastric acidity. And so you hear it said, when you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Now, your druggist has it by the package and by the glass at the soda fountain. It's economical and convenient. Now, don't delay. Get it today. And when you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jotham Down store. Abner is talking on the telephone.
Listen. Yes, Mom. Well, to be honest, Miss Saxon, I'd just rather not take the order. Yeah, why don't you try over at Dick Huddleston's store? He's got good groceries over there. Well, there just ain't no telling when I'd ever get it delivered to you.
42 to nothing.
Yes, Mom. Just wait a minute.
Nothing.
Mom? Well, I reckon it is a peculiar way to run a business, but that's just the way things are. Miss Saxon, I know the war's over. All right. Yes, Mom. Yeah, you better do that. All right. Goodbye. Now, see you there, Mom. That's what I have to tell our customers all the time. We keep that up, well, it won't be long before we won't have no customers. Lump, are you listening?
Huh?
Lumpy Lump, when are you going to get done sulking over that football game?
I ain't sulking. Just trying to study up how we come to lose it.
Well, I can tell you that. That don't take no study. It's because the Odin Owls made 42 points and the Pine Ridge Possums never made none.
I know, but there must be a reason behind it.
Behind it?
Yeah, the Possums lost their first game to the Hatfield Hogs 77 to nothing.
Yeah,
now we've lost this to Odin 42 to nothing.
Yeah, we're doing better, it looks like.
I wonder if we lack a scoring punch.
What you like is scores, Lum, looks to me. Now, come on now, Lum. Settle down for a minute now and help me figure out what we're going to do about the store business.
Yeah, all right,
Lum, I just can't handle all of this by myself now. I just can't do it.
I thought sure we had some good trick plays studied up for that game, but none of them worked. Take that Statue of Liberty play, for instance. Every time we tried it, the statue got thrown for 15-yard loss.
Lum, will you hush up that prattle and listen to me for a few minutes?
This ain't prattle, Abner. Football means an awful lot to them youngins. Learns them how to be good sportsmanship and all that.
They'll have to be good sports to keep losing that way and don't get mad about it.
Well, it's just a shame they can't win a game once in a while.
Yeah, it would be nice for a change, I'll admit.
It was special bad losing that Odin game.
Yeah.
Now we've lost the support of the town's businessmen. Squire had some of them talked into donating some money to buy the team some decent equipment, provided we beat Odin. But we never.
Yeah, well, it was too bad.
I ain't going to give up, though. Going to find some other way to get that equipment. Them boys deserve it. Running around there in overhauls playing football, it ain't right.
No, it ain't.
I'm going to have a winning team yet. You just watch and see.
Well, I hope you do. But now...
I'll tell you one thing. In our next game, I ain't going to have you for water boy. I know that.
Well, Lum, I never wanted to be the water boy in the first place.
I think you're one of the reasons why we lost.
I am.
Why, sure. My boys practically thirsted to death out there, and when they call for water, you're supposed to rush out on the field with a whole bucket, not just one dipper full at a time.
Well, Lum, that bucket was heavy.
And another thing, that water was for the players. You wasn't supposed to drink it yourself.
I never drank all of it.
You weren't supposed to drink any of it.
Well, Lum, it was a hot day, and when I'd get to looking at that dipper full of water I was carrying, I'd just get so dead blame thirsty I couldn't help taking.
It was gulp.
Well, leastways, I never done what you did. I never rest out on the field and trip one of the olden players when he's on his way to a touchdown.
Well, I just got sort of excited and carried away and forgot what I was doing, I reckon.
Them umpires had to penalize Pine Ridge 20 or 30 yards for that. Fact is, I bound you they was penalized 200 yards in that game just on account of you.
Well, I might have made a couple of mistakes, but that was just my first week as coach. From now on, things are going to be different.
Well, things better be different around this door here, Lum, or we're going to have to close up. I'll tell you that right now. Now, come on, Lum. Let's sit down here and just talk it over.
I'm already sitting.
Well, let's talk it over then.
All right. What seems to be the trouble?
What seems to be... Lum, I've been trying to tell you for 3 or 4 days and you won't listen to me.
What?
There's just too dadgum much work around here for one fella to do. Especially if that one fella's me.
Well, I'm hearing him.
Well, not since you've taken up that coaching work, you ain't. And when you are here, Lum, all you do is just sit around and read that rule book and talk football.
Well, yeah, I reckon being coach has took up more of my time than I realized.
It sure had. Now, Grandpappy Spears made a suggest the other day I thought was a pretty good one. He said, why don't we hire somebody? Well, but if we ain't careful, that's just about what we're going to have to do, too.
Well, why not? That sounds like a good idea to me.
Oh. Well, who can we get? Cedric can't do it. And Grandpap claims he's tied down with that little old telegram delivering job of his, where he can't do it.
Yeah, I'd rather have somebody younger than Grandpap anyways. What we need in here is some young blood. Somebody that'll give us some new ideas on running a store.
Well, just give me somebody that'll help me with the old ideas on running a store. That's all I ask for.
We need to do better than that, though. Since I've been with them fellas on the team, I've got a different slant on things.
Different slant?
Yeah, I can see we've been running a pretty old-timey store here. We got to bring it up to date. Keep pace with the post-war world. The anatomic age.
Now, just a minute. Hold on right where you're at, Lum. Before you go getting a batch of new ideas, just help me figure out some way to get last week's grocery orders delivered. Just look at the stuff stacked up on the counter there.
Well,
there's stuff that I promised the Sister Simpson I'd have there for Sunday dinner. I'd bring it over Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
Look at it. Still sitting there.
Pretty hungry by now, I reckon.
Well, they better be. They better get something to eat there, starve to death. You know she can't have Sunday dinner on Tuesday, and I ain't even sure I can get it there by Tuesday.
Well, they still got some garden out there. They can turn the youngins out in the garden and let them graze.
Well, that's what they'll have to do, I'll tell them.
Well, get the right youngins.
They're that so much garden stuff, I bet they'd test their blood 90% pot liquor anyway if they take the test on it.
Well, get the right young feller, and that'll solve everything.
Well, I don't know who it'll be, Lum. Ernest Macmillan's getting out of the Army pretty soon, but he'll more than likely go to work for his pa. He'd always work for him.
Yeah, more than likely. Well, let's see. Steven, I believe you give me an idea there.
I did?
Yeah.
Well, hooray for me.
How about you, David?
That's one thing I'll say for me. I do get good ideas.
Well, hush up and let me tell it to you.
Yeah, go ahead. I'd love to hear what my idea is. I like to keep up with me if I can.
I bound you there's a soldier, Summers, that's getting out of the Army and looking for a job just like this. All we have to do is find him.
Well, where do we look?
I don't know, but the more I think about it, the more I'm sure it's the thing to do. It'll help us and him both.
Well, I'm first. I generally do like my ideas, no matter who studies them up. But I don't know how we're going to find this soldier. You mean me all the boats that's coming back?
No, we won't have to do that. Maybe we can just, wait a minute. I know. There's a place at the county seat that handles such things about you. It's called the U.S. Employment Service.
Huh.
Seen it last time I was in there. We can write them a letter.
Write them a letter?
Yeah. Tell them what kind of a fellow we're looking for, and then they'll look over who they've got and pick out somebody and send them down here to find me.
Well, do soldiers go to that employment place?
Oh, lots of them do. Hand me some of that paper there. We'll write your letter right now.
Yeah, sure. I'll get it for you. Yeah, tell them we want somebody that can lift them food sacks, Lum. I'm getting where I can't hardly do that no more.
Oh, don't hand me that old rough paper.
Well, it's got lines on it. You can't write on it. If it hadn't got lines, you'd start going cattle corner across that sheet every time.
Don't look business-like, though, writing on them for school children.
It won't look business-like any way you write it, Lum. Don't print. Now, try to write it.
What we want is a sort of a brain-type fella with modern ideas.
Well, can we get one that's brainy and stout?
Let's see.
Ought to be somebody.
Start that off. Dear U.S. Employment Service.
That's good. Yeah, put down, I take my pen in hand and draft you a few
lines. No, you don't put that in business letters.
Oh, maybe I don't care how you're getting along.
We're looking for a smart young returned soldier to work in our store.
Sounds good. Slap it on the paper there.
Yeah, ought to put in something about experience, I reckon.
Well, he can tell us about his experiences after he gets here.
I mean store experience.
Huh?
We want somebody that's had a little experience in the store business.
Yeah, put that in there, too, then.
Prefer one with store experience, grocery or general.
General? I don't believe they sent us a general, would they?
I mean general store.
I believe I've heard of them. I know Eisenhower's and MacArthur.
Yeah, I'm talking about.
We're shooting too high there, Lon. You better tell them we'd be satisfied with a colonel or a corporal.
All right, all right. Whatever you say.
I know I'm right. This is my brainy day, look like. First, I get that good idea about, what that idea I got
there? Yeah, that letter's all wrote. I put in how much wages we're willing to pay, and I guess that gives us everything.
Did you put in about lifting facts?
No, hand me an envelope, and we'll get this in the mail right away.
Yeah, sure. Might put in there, Lon, but it'd help if he knowed how to use a broom, too.
No, he'll be too busy around here for things like sweeping out and all that.
Well, leastways, you can put in there something about, does he know how to play checkers?
And hang up and let me finish putting the address on here.
Oh, excuse me, excuse me.
Yeah, there it is. All set to go.
Doggy. Wonder who will get him. Wonder what kind of a fella he'll be.
Yeah, I do, too. Granny's a wonder.
Well, I wonder, too. Whoever it turns out to be, I have a feeling that the Jot-'em-Down store is in for a bit of a shaking up. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, I know many times you bought things which you felt were exactly fitted to your needs. You were so happy with the product that you talked about it to all your friends. Well, that's the way it is with Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer is fitted to your needs, especially when it comes to an occasional dull headache. You see, its fast-action analgesic pain reliever goes right to work on your headache. It's fast because it's in solution when you drink it. Yes, sir, you'll find that Alka-Seltzer is just what you want. And after you've once tried it, you'll never be without it. So for a dull headache, get a package of comfort-bringing Alka-Seltzer tablets. You'll find that when it comes to fast-action relief, it's Alka-Seltzer for your headache. Now, your druggist has Alka-Seltzer by the package and by the glass at the soda fountain. So don't delay. Get it today. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more.